This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This Wednesday, a new exhibition opens to the public at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. Places of Invention explores six communities in different time periods where a mix of resources, people, and environment has caused innovation to flourish. They range from 1930s Hollywood to the rise of the personal computer in Silicon Valley in the 80s, right up to the clean energy innovations of Fort Collins, Colorado today. Here to talk with us more about the exhibit is Joyce Beatty, senior historian with the Smithsonian's Lemelson Center. And why don't we start off with what defines these places of invention?
The Lemelson Center has been studying this idea of places of invention for about 20 years. And the first thing we want to say up front is that there is no recipe. There's not a common list of things that if you have all of these, you'll have a place of invention. But we have noticed that there are some common characteristics that go across all the places that we're talking about.
So what are some of those characteristics?
Some of those include this idea of flexibility and adaptability, a place that's willing to take risks, that's open to change, a place that embodies collaboration, where people like to work with each other, share ideas, a place that has good communication, where people talk to each other about their new ideas, even if those people are not directly involved in the research that person is in. So this idea of flexibility, collaboration, communication seem to be three key things.
The six communities highlighted are all fairly different from each other, although, of course, they share some of the common characteristics. I'm thinking Silicon Valley with lots of successes and failures with tech startups. That seems like it might be the closest to Fort Collins. I'm wondering what parallels can be drawn between the two regions.
One might be that both have that culture of collaboration. There was a group called the Homebrew Club that was very much about building computers and sharing information about computers. Steve Wozniak was part of that. And this idea of collaboration comes out very strongly across the Fort Collins story. And I think a key one is both places have access to a top-class research university. Stanford plays a role in Silicon Valley, as Colorado State plays a role in Fort Collins.
Well, let's talk about the concept of gathering places. How do communal spaces fit into the invention equation?
I think it's important to keep in mind that invention typically doesn't happen on a 9-to-5 schedule. When you're thinking through a problem, sketching solutions, bouncing ideas off peers, this is all part of the invention process. And those things can happen anywhere and anytime. So having a spot away from the workplace to unwind with friends and colleagues fosters unfettered conversations that can lead to new ideas and new approaches for whatever task is at hand. It's an informal form of collaboration. And when I've been out in Fort Collins, I've heard people talk about having special places to do exactly that.
All of this sounds really positive. I'm wondering, though, are there downsides to being a place of invention?
If competition becomes so aggressive, it can block transparency that hinders research and collaboration. If that sharing of ideas gets clamped down because the other guy, you're trying to get to the market before the other guy, that could taint the whole excitement of being a place of invention. The other thought I had is that in our studies, we see that these hot spots of invention, as we like to call them, don't last forever. So there's always that uncertainty of, have we reached our peak? Are we past our peak? How long can we sustain this? I think that can be a worry, but I also think it can be a push to keep going, to try new things, to take more risks. And I think risk-taking is one of the most important characteristics that we see in places of invention, that openness to new ideas.
Joyce Beatty is senior historian with the Lemelson Center and is the curator of the Fort Collins exhibit. Places of Invention opens at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History July 1st. While we can't touch on all the Smithsonian's criteria for including Fort Collins, this week we'll delve a little deeper into some of the themes discussed here. Be listening at this time tomorrow and find stories online at KUNC.org.